Welcome, book lovers. It is fabulous to be joining you again for another 2SER book club. This week, I am bringing you Charlene Allsop's The Great Undoing. Now, The Great Undoing was a celebrated and awarded novel even before it hit our shelves. Charlene Allsop is the debut author, and I really want to recommend this as a fabulous piece of speculative fiction. Now, The Great Undoing, it offers up this speculative future where our endless drive for connectivity and security threatens to turn society on its head. Scarlet Friday is a truth teller in a hyper-connected world. Her job is to explore archives and provide context for the official narrative of history. Knowing is something of a state of being in Scarlet's world. With everyone connected by blood talk, it can seem like the world is unifying. Yet even as everyone seems to be hurtling towards the future, Scarlet delves into the past to understand our place, in fact her place. Scarlet's work becomes something of an obsession when she discovers her great-grandfather's military service and the hostile reception he received as an Aboriginal man returning to a country that wouldn't recognise his humanity. Now Scarlet feels driven to unlock his past to make sense of her own present. But the past is never truly buried, and outside Scarlet's archives, the rest of the world is teetering on the brink. As systems shut down, Scarlet finds herself on the run. Unwelcome in England, she is now a refugee seeking safe passage back to Australia. The Great Undoing is a strange and compelling novel about what it means to live in a world that runs on information. As protagonist, Scarlet Friday is both victim and foil to this ever-present need to know. Charlene Allsop's speculative fiction future sees us all connected through the, I'm going to say hopefully, fictional technology of blood talk. Conceived as a kind of biohack that links us all into a hyper-online worldwide web, blood talk both facilitates and hinders life, depending on who you are. Allsop is playing with ideas of an ever-evolving world order that demands accountability. Blood talk connects, but it also compels, meaning people can fall out of its good graces and then they're adrift. In this world, the right people are always at home, but also seemingly never connected to land or place, so much as to their digital existence. Connection is also inextricably linked to the past, and Scarlet's role as a truth teller shows the reader something of this future's need to reconcile itself to its past. The conceit of truth-telling is creatively imagined through the literal writing of Scarlet's story. The book is written over the pages of a faded tome, Ernest Scott's A Short History of Australia. Scott's work is a triumph of colonial victor history, and the very thing a truth-teller would seek to contextualise, not overwrite. Through this device, we see the interplay of present and past, and must work to read these coherently, even as they intrude on each other. The real battle for connection, though, builds pace as Scarlet is forced on the run. When she was safe in her world, Scarlet seemed to project the luxury of time, that sense that we will always have tomorrow to figure things out. Thrown out of her old life, she must try to find the things that connect her, even as she makes a desperate bid to get back to the land that has raised her up. The Great Undoing is a fascinating and insightful novel about identity and where we draw our sense of self. The narrative works hard to hold together its threads as we shift back and forth through Scarlet's story. Like most speculative fiction, it is most satisfying and also, I guess, most terrifying when it skirts closer to our contemporary world than we might otherwise feel comfortable with. So for today's book club, I've brought you Charlene Allsop's The Great Undoing. This is a tremendous read. I think it's destined to join some incredible Australian and First Nations speculative fiction that challenges the world we live in by, well, in this case, imagining how it futures itself. I'm Andrew Popel. If you want more great Australian writing and books, tune into Final Draft every Saturday morning on 2SER and catch us on the Final Draft podcast. Till next we meet, happy reading. Bye for now.